Hi everyone, I'm Pavi, the founder of this movement called Gromance, and I'm so happy to have you here. If you're anything like me, you are also passionate about holistic health, spirituality, and technology. I coined this term Gromance for this passion, this love of falling in love with your ever-evolving self. It means you experience self-love and compassion at every step of your growth journey. You approach life with absolute passion and purpose and be that infinite learner. Welcome to my space, and I hope you stay a while and explore. I release solo episodes every week on Monday, sharing my journey and learnings, and occasionally bringing in experts to have conversation about their journey of Gromance. Product management is an interdisciplinary role that combines strategy, design, data, technology, and marketing. Because it encompasses so many different responsibilities and interacts with so many other business roles, product management can look very different from one company to another. If you're an aspiring product manager, listen to the first two episodes of this series to understand the basics of product management and the core functional, technical, and soft skills required to be a high-performing product manager. In this episode, I'm going to talk about the different paths that one can take to become a product manager. There is no cookie-cutter way to becoming a product manager, unfortunately. So this is how a product management career path typically looks like. An associate product manager is an entry-level role, and product manager is a mid-level role, and the senior product manager is a senior-level role, and from there on, you move to executive level, which is like director, VP, and chief product officer. So if you're an aspiring product manager right out of school with no experience, or with internship experience, the associate product manager role will be a great fit. Typically, FAANG companies offer APM program for MBA and other graduate students. Rotational product management is a special program offered by Facebook. Many other companies like Looker, Amplitude, Uber, Asana, Atlassian, LinkedIn also offer APM programs. Go to apmlist.com to find out the list of APM programs available in tech companies. If you're not able to get into an APM role right out of college, don't be upset. Be patient and build the skills and experience to get a mid-level product management role in the next few years. I was not even aware of product manager when I was in grad school. My path to product wasn't linear or easy. I started as a tech strategist at a Big Four tech consulting company called Ernst & Young. While building tech strategies for Fortune 500 companies, I built great analytical, customer-facing, and strategy skills. But deep down, I had this urge for working in a more entrepreneurial environment. So that's how I landed in a budding Silicon Valley travel startup called Sonder. I was open to new opportunities, and I just kept networking on LinkedIn. One day, I came across an article, and I learned about Sonder, which is a Silicon Valley travel startup that was converting Airbnb-style apartments with hotel-level amenities. I thought that was really cool, and I applied for the data analytics role, and that's how I landed in a budding Silicon Valley travel startup. At the startup, I worked with almost all parts of the business. That was my first time working with a product team, and finally, I found my true calling. I wanted to work for a FAANG company so that I can deepen my product management skills. Being a fan of Amazon's startup-like culture and its customer-centric operations, I decided to work my way up to land a product management role at Amazon. I used to go to networking events and conferences pretty often in Silicon Valley, and I would have easily met at least 50 product managers before I started working on my profile. I deeply understood the life of a product manager, the skills required, day-to-day challenges, and the product manager's language. I started building my story on why I could be a great product manager and started to rewrite my resume to fit the role. I got my resume reviewed from at least 5 product managers, and I applied to few startups and to Amazon. I practiced mock interviews and prepared for product management case studies. I found 2 product management preparation books very helpful. They were Decode and Conquer and Cracking the PM Interview. I also used Lewis Lin's free product management interview preparation materials, so definitely check out his PM interview and PM workbook. I first applied to few startups and I used that interview experience to get myself more prepared. And then I applied to Amazon and nearly waited 3 months. I applied to 6 different roles and I finally got an interview call. My thorough preparation, confidence, and my story and my values, which aligned with Amazon's leadership principles, helped me to get the offer. Amazon hugely emphasizes on their leadership principles, and they look for candidates whose personality and values align with their leadership principles. If you have an Amazon interview and you're looking for help in interview preparation, reach out to me on Instagram at GrowmansWithPubby. You can also become a product manager if you're already an experienced industry professional. I've seen professionals from customer service, business, marketing, operations, engineering, product manager become product managers. So here is a personal recommendation on what you can do to transition to product. This was the strategy I applied to become a product manager. Do a gap analysis. What I mean by that is write down all the skills you currently have through your work experience. Then write down all the skills you see in product management job duties. Compare this list and write down the skills that you need to still develop. Then talk to the manager in your current company and put down a career progression plan to gain those skills. Ask your existing manager for projects where you can learn those skills. For example, if you do not have data skills, ask for projects where you can perform a data analysis. After you have worked on some areas, or if you already feel you have relevant experiences in most of the areas, then start preparing your resume. Highlight the experience that directly applies to product management duties. You can also Google few product management job description and look for those keywords and responsibilities and use that in your resume wherever applicable. The other option is to also look for product roles in your existing company. Start reaching out to other product managers in your company and build those relationships. When an opportunity opens up, they might reach out to you. Some companies also have internal job portal, so start looking for those product manager openings. It might be slightly easier to transition within your company than looking for a product manager role outside your company. At the end of the day, it really depends on how you convey your story on why you can be a great product manager. That story is conveyed through your resume and through behavioral questions such as, tell me about yourself. Why should I hire you? Or why are you interested in this role? If you showcase your skills and experience and be confident about it, I'm pretty sure you'll be able to make it just like me. Focus on what makes your story special and what makes you stand out. Thousands of people can have coding skills like R, Python, Java, or analytical skills like SQL, Tableau, and so on. But you will get the job only because of your unique story. So more than everything, first believe that you can become a product manager and that your story matters. And you will definitely get that product management dream role that you always wanted. Keep pursuing your dream with dedication and patience. Good luck to all the aspiring product managers out there. Once again, if you need any help with interview preparation with Amazon or resume review, feel free to reach out to me on Instagram at @GrowmanceWithPavi. If you're finding the Growmance podcast valuable, please subscribe and leave a review. I also have a Growmance community on Slack and Facebook. We share resources on personal and career growth, host workshops, and accountability challenges. You can also find the Growmance community on Clubhouse. And don't forget to follow me on Instagram at @GrowmanceWithPavi. I share valuable content on mindfulness and holistic growth. You can find the links to all of these groups on the show notes. Thank you so much for listening. See you all with a brand new episode next week. This is Pavi Deva signing off.